Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yabazibwe nya bo Luganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Musibye mutya muri nya ya mukama wafu Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Oburamburi butya.
And how is your life?
Buramburungi.
Is life good?
Mukama murungi.
Is God good?
Ate mibiri jamu.
What about your bodies?
Nkusabye mbodize ku muganda
wo. Let me request you greet of your brethren.
Mubuze mwene mubiri ayimiri dati.
Greet them in spirit and in the body how they are standing.
Ambera chijarimu.
What way and situation are they in? In the flesh and the spirit. If there's a need to be prayed for, pray for them in the name of the Lord Jesus.
And
Holy Spirit will do them a special work in them. Even the angels, our fellow servants, children of God again. Just as we hear us together with them, and them to work us with us, glory and honor, give them to God the Father.
We
don't want to take any more time. We want to move on with the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda
in
the era of Eddie, as it was on Israel in the BC, and it is the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda, as they were marked in the Bible, in the history, even in prophecies released in AD. But we're still looking to the call of God on the nation Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC, as it was marked in the Bible, in the history, even in the prophecies. After we finish, we shall see the covenant and together with the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. But we still move on
in
the call of God on the nation Uganda in this era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC, and as it was marked in the Bible, in the history, even in the prophecies. Yet still we wanted to see this call on the nation of Uganda as it was marked in the Bible. God promises Israel to get a new nation to serve in the place of them. We finished that.
And
we saw in the history the European explorers how they moved on to seek for the source of the River Nile and expected a great revival, and they found it in Uganda,
Uganda
moved on to be named Pearl of Africa. Yet in this time we still move on to see the call, the call of God on the nation of Uganda was marked in the prophecy released in AD.
We
decided to single out two prophecies. Those are going to take as the examples. One of them came from outside Uganda, another came within Uganda. Now we fast and we still seeing the speaking of the call of Uganda within AD, as it was released from the nation of Austria, that we called Austrian vision on Uganda. After we shall see the vision of Apostle John Mulinde, the prophecy on the nation of Uganda or the nation in the crossroads. But we still move on
no kuraba wabunabi kugwanga ya Uganda kubamu kugwanga area Australia.
You see the prophecy on the nation Uganda from the nation Australia,
the Australian vision on Uganda,
wole sewa kwa Australia kugwanga ya Uganda.
It's
written the New Vision newspaper in the 1992. It was the Saturday. It was the 14th in the month of November, through the prophet Wilhelm Watzel and Emil Klein.
eranga tuchanyu nyoka ensonga enya,
and we still get to explain the four points in that.
Ezano kuruwa yuze basi ngo kusako nyesi
those we singled out which they emphasized in that vision.
Tuwasoka ntulabi ensonga isoka,
we first saw the first issue. Where God told them that Uganda is a blessed country. And that God has put his best in Uganda. To do his final work on the planet Earth. Now we saw that we are blessed. God blessed not the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. That's the great blessing birthing all other blessings. And we to reveal all those secrets all over the world, the secrets of the kingdom of heaven,
and
resume preach gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. That one we finished it. But we began the second issue. Why that man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda? Why is he like Prophet Elijah and the Prophet Moses?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Why is he like Prophet Elijah?
And
why is he like Prophet Moses? And just asking David.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We've just winded up to seeing why is he meant to be like Prophet Elijah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We analyzed all those issues well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where we first understood
is meant
to have grown outside of the church system which was existing, or the church which is prevailing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he was separated by God and was prepared by God and was sent in the church of those days,
and
man to appear like Prophet Elijah,
and
he too is meant to be like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The second thing, and is meant to have come in the other work of fighting the prophets of Satan, the prophets of Baal, the ministers of Lucifer, and to take away having different opinions and ask ourselves, who is serving God and who is not serving him, or who is God and who is not God. And that one face ceases to be, who is righteous and who is not righteous. There is have to be a separation. Praise Jesus
much.
Maybe we saw some of the other issues. Elijah was meant to be born the second time on the world, and he came as John the Baptist. Even his works of preparing the way of the Lord Jesus in this birth on the world, and the oldest things which had gotten perverse, and he takes away mountains lifted above God and all the mountains, even the valleys, and puts all things aligned. Those we winded them up in the brief. This day we head on to see why the man meant to head the work of God, the final work on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, is meant to be like Prophet Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to analyze, and it will help us never to trust in the other person to lead us, for
he
would never do any good to us till we've reached to that one
who
has qualities to lead us in the last work of God on the planet Earth and places in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. This is one of the reasons why these men who got this vision from the nation of Astoria, Prophet Wilhelm Wurtzel and Emil Klein, they moved on to say they went back when they totally disappointed, for they had not discovered that man.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If they discovered him, they would have remained moving on. The call is right in Uganda, but the one who hit as he got lost,
or
when they never traced him, There is no work. So
yes,
praise Jesus much. But today, God has blessed us and He explains us the call which is on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD.
When
Israel in the BC,
He
explained and He also joins on these prophecies that we can understand. Now we look at the reasons why the man
met
to head the last work of the God on the planet Earth is meant to be like Prophet Moses. We have like 7 reasons. Those to see. Why
it's
meant to be like Prophet Moses. If they were able to discover these Australian men, if they discovered those qualities, they would have searched and seen this person.
We
would have gotten explained much concerning Moses, how he was.
So
it would have helped them discover that person,
both
that man
and
the church he had, just as they said, as vision was shown, that he will be with a powerful ministry.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Because
they didn't discover those qualities, they moved on to fail to discover that person. Maybe on the 7 reasons we are going to see, this one is the first. That man, to be like Prophet Moses,
is
meant to have grown near the river Nile.
It's
one of the first reasons. That man meant to head the final work on the of God on planet Earth,
facing
the nation of Uganda, to be like Prophet Moses.
He's
meant to have grown near the river Nile. Even Moses was like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
let's first read that reason. Let's read in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 2, from verse 1 to 10. God spoke this concerning the birth of Moses, or Prophet Moses, who grew near the river Nile, and is ever flown unto the river Nile in the place in Egypt. Even though the source of it is in the nation Uganda, now to say that man is meant to be like Prophet Moses is meant to be near the river Nile, and he grew from there just as Prophet Moses was.
It's
one of the 7 reasons.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For we remember
in
the vision of the Asturian men, they end as they say that man,
they
expected and they knew he was meant to be on the western side of the river Nile.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
the reason why in the 7 reasons we have this one, the first, that man to be like Prophet Moses is meant to have grown near the river Nile. We read in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 2, in the verse 1 into 10. And the Bible says this. Exodus chapter 2, from verse 1.
Omuntu w'omu nyumba ya Levi n'agenda n'awasa muwala wa Levi. Olinyo lw'okubiri, omukazi n'aba olubuto n'azaala omwana wa bulenzi. Naye bwe yali yamulaba, naye bwe yamulaba nga mulungi n'amukweka emyezi 3.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Owomukika kya Levi,
the one of the tribe of Levi,
bwe baali bali e Misiri,
as they were in Egypt,
yefunira omubezi,
he got a spouse.
Naye bwe yamufuna,
but when he got her,
ne bazaala omwana,
and they birthed the child,
mwana ono nga mulungi.
This boy was very handsome. Prophet Moses, and he was a handsome man. Let me hope that the one you are with is handsome.
Who
is not handsome?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
Think
even that man is a handsome man. But what was he? Prophet Moses, when he was birthed, he was hid for 3 months.
kubanga muru yali murungi
because was handsome
atenge kirala mbirebyo
in the other in those days
farao yali anonya okuta buli mwana yali azalibwanga mulenzi
was seeking to kill every male born child who was birthed.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much.
Kali katuyengere tuulire.
Now let's move on we here.
Kuva esule yo kubiri no lunyiriri olwokusatu.
Exodus chapter 2 verse 3.
Awo atayinza kuongera kumukweka. Namutwalira ekibaya ekyentogo. Nakisiga ebitosi n'envumbo. Omwana namuteeka munda. Nakiteeka mu kitogo ku lubalama lw'omugga. Olinyo lw'okuna. Mwannyina nayimirira wala amanye ekinamubeerako. Olinyo lw'okutaano. Muwala wa Falaawo n'aserengeta okunaaba ku mugga. Abazaana be ne batambula ku lubalama lw'omugga. N'alaba ekibaya mu kitogo. N'atuma omuzaana we okukireeta.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. When they finished the 3 months, and they no more could hide
Moses,
Moses while he was young, and they made a rail.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. And they put him there,
and
put him on the river Nile, just as it moves on into the nation Egypt.
It passes through
to head on to the Mediterranean Sea.
Yes, he was
praise here. Jesus much.
But
when they put him on that river,
and
water took him aside, it didn't make him flow off ahead.
It
pushed him on the side of the reeds. They had put him
there,
water drive him, take him.
As
it is that water told their ministers of God,
and
God put commands on the water never to go beyond their borders. As
it
speaks in Proverbs
8,
starting 25 to down.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now the command,
the water and a sign of the Holy Spirit. Water pushed Moses and put him on the side and shores. But the river we speak of where he was, it is the river Nile.
Yes,
praise Jesus much, which flows to reach Egypt. Now the truth is,
Musa,
Moses, as his name is, it means one gotten from the water.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
For
the one who got him out is the daughter of Pharaoh. The one who named him saying, this is Moses, because I've gotten him from the water.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
It's
a secret I would have spoken on that word. As the creation of man was, that water was first the one to prevail. And then he was molded. That's the word he used. Because I've gotten him from water.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
When
we move on, he says this.
Kuva esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Exodus 2 verse 6.
Nakisumulula n'alaba omwana, laba omwana n'akaaba. N'amusaasira n'ayogera nti, ono ye munne w'abaana ba Ibulaniya. Olunyo lw'omusanvu. Awo mwannyina n'amugamba omuwala wa Falaawo nti, ngende nkuyitire omulezi mu bakazi Abaibulaniya akuyonseze omwana.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Remember, they were killing the male children both days. The male children. But imagine, the daughter of Pharaoh knew it well. Pharaoh himself released the command to kill the male children.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
See,
carries the child and have compassion on him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When she carried and had compassion on him, the maids of the daughter of Pharaoh,
see,
call you among the Hebrews, the one to raise the child.
Now,
that is how it was. But what we bring is this,
Musa,
that Moses,
he grew
near the river Nile.
One of
the signs that they say
that
the man meant to head God's final work on planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
is
meant to have grown near the River Nile. And the Australian men reached and they said that on the western side of the River Nile, that's where it's meant to be. The truth, that's how it is and how it is. Just as it's Moses, it was to be like that. Maybe to move on to here, the way Moses grew near this river. Bible says this. Exodus 2, verses 8.
Muwala wa Farao n'amugamba nti kale, omuwala n'agenda n'amutira nyina n'amuyitira nyina uomwana. Olinyo lw'omwenda. Muwala wa Farao n'amugamba nti, twala omwana ono omunyonseze, nange ndi kuwa empeera yo. Omukazi n'atwala omwana n'amuyonsa. Olinyo lw'ekkumi. Omwana n'akula n'amuleetera muwala wa Farao, n'afuuka omwana we. N'amutuuma erinnya lye Musa. Nayogera nti, kubanga namujja mazzi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He
named him Moses.
Which
means that I got him from the water.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When they put the child and the ark onto the waters of the River Nile, just as it passes Egypt, right from its source in Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The boy,
daughter of Pharaoh, got him from the water.
They
reached to call a woman from the Hebrews, for they brought his real mother who birthed him.
But
the Pharaoh daughters first realized that the one they have called is the real mother.
Did
not know it till this child had matured. She gave him unto that they raise him for her when she reaches 12 years, and they give it back to him. Most people say apostle. When was she given back at 12 years?
You
know, Jesus coming from Egypt, he came out when he was 12 years. We shall see that. I don't want to speak of some of
them.
We are on the issue why the man is like Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in all, after the child grew,
mama wike nyini,
the real mother,
na muzayi wa mwara wa Farao,
took her back to Pharaoh's daughter.
Na muzara nga agamba nti mutabani.
Then she birthed him, saying he's the son to her.
Anti taliko mama
wike. He has no mother, neither father.
Wanga tibategira ddala nti dawe yali amuzara.
Would they not realize that this woman birthed this child?
Kale, I don't know what point at the yoku.
Right there is where there is the second point. When they got him from the Hebrews, in the Israelites, and they hand him over to Pharaoh's daughter,
it
heads on to the second point, saying that man, to be like Moses, meant to have grown outside the church system prevailing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That's true.
Moses did grow in the system of the Israelites who existed. When he reached 12 years, he was given to be a leader within Pharaoh's palace. And he was raising up within there. And he was
training
things of Egypt, the writing. Oh, he knew how to write.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
man.
Now,
the second reason we had to, that man, to be like Moses,
Musa,
just as Moses, never grew in the Israelites, yet he had to come to redeem them.
No, Musa joyo,
even that man,
not have
grown within the church which is prevailing now,
meant
to have grown outside it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Imagine how Prophet Moses, how he grows within Pharaoh's palace, meant to go be trained by God, things of the Israelites, and then he will come to go to lead them.
So we look
to this, our second reason, why that man
meant
God's final work on planet Earth, meant to be like Prophet Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The reason we look to that to be like Prophet Moses, just like Prophet Moses, never grew within Israelites, the church which was then. Even that man meant not to have grown within the church system prevailing,
and
grew outside church. Yet after he was called by God, he trained him himself. Concerning the Israelites, is meant to redeem,
he
lead them, take them to Canaan. In the book of Exodus, Exodus 2
11
to
15,
they explain this on what happened. Exodus 2 from verse 11.
Awulwatuka munakuziri ngamazo kukula Musa nabajira baganda be nalabe migugu jabwe nalabo omuntu omumisiri ngakubo omuntu omubulania owomu baganda be olinyole 12 namagama geru ineruye nalabanga tewali muntu nalyoka mukubo omumisiri namukweka mu musenyu olinyole 13 awokuruna ku olwokubiri navayo laba abasajja babiri abomu bebulania ne balwana namugamba oli eyakola obubi nti kiki ekikukubizza munno ole 14 nayogera nti ani eyakuwa obukulu n'okutula mulaffe.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What happened was this.
Musa,
Moses,
oba nabi Musa,
or Prophet Moses, they give him up unto Pharaoh's daughter. Remember, even their home, near the river Nile in Egypt, Pharaoh's daughter came to bath in that river.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
as he was still there,
I
told you, he grew outside the system of Israelites. That's the church which prevailed then.
And
just as that man meant to head this work, meant to grow outside the church system, but in his coming to head the work, they are going to ask him questions. Who gave you charge to lead us? You comes outside of the system. Where did you get all this wisdom to come to lead us? Would have come and he has come.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's what God has chosen.
And
if you reject, is the one.
And
God has his reasons. Why? He moved on, raised Moses outside the Israelites, and he grew in Egypt. Trained him what he wants as him. Not have grumblings of his fellow Israelites, even to forget their God, but to come back, remind them to them as they get surprised. Let's briefly repeat these verses.
Kuva esule yokubiri noru nyiriri ole kuminorumu.
Exodus 2 verses 11.
Awuru hatuka munakuziri nga mazo kukula Musa.
It came to pass
nga Musa mazo kukula.
After Moses had grown,
na inga akulide wa.
Yet he had grown from where?
Akulide muba Misiri.
He has grown the Egyptians,
ewa muwara wa Farao,
Pharaoh's daughter,
nga mutwara nga mutabani
we. And she took him as his son, and they gave him to be a prince, one of the prince in the Pharaoh's palace. But the one they gave all that, he was not of their citizen. He sent in his brothers where he never grew from. In the system he's not grown in. The truth is like this. You think that Moses, how would he have known Israel's affairs? Yet he didn't grow among them.
God had to separate him.
What's going to bring our third point?
Yet
before we reach it, he grew in the Egyptians. After he grew, he went look to his brethren.
And
he said, him in you, that I am of that side. Though I didn't grow in them, but looked at their suffering.
And
God was seeking for him, time was due. Grief over his brethren for their suffering. What is this? Even me today, I feel pain for our brethren. Those who decided to believe God and they pass through the Lord Jesus Christ and those written by the Spirit of God. And many have seen sorrow in religion, even in salvation. And ministry tried to restore them and raise them up. Even to nurse them, even to save them, and to those who have tormented them. That is what it is. What was on Moses? Prophet Moses. But the man to be like him, meant to have seen his brethren suffer in church, even though he didn't grow up in them. Moses was not among those who suffered. He was not making bricks in Egypt. Those who suffered wasn't among them.
He had made the
son of Pharaoh's daughter, and he was one of the priests, the prince of the house. You think he made any breaks? He didn't suffer as them, but he felt their suffering. Me, I didn't grow in the church with them, but your suffering I know of it, and I feel it. Yet I did suffer just like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because God puts aside,
though
you've not passed what your brother passed through, you can feel that they are brethren. And they come from wherever they come, and they say, my brethren, I'm happy to see you. What have you passed through? What can I handle for you?
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Oh,
this is what happened on Moses, on the prophet Moses
day.
And the man to be like him,
I know kubanga butufu yakulira muwabwerwe gwanga oba wabwerwe kanisa yali wanga Israeli mbirebyo,
outside the church which is prevailing just as Israel then.
Nakulire yawabweru wabwe mu Misiri,
outside within Egypt,
it
to Pharaohs. You know they had that place that they called Goshen, that the Israelites resided in, a place which would have been of the rest.
Yet
it was for suffering, and that's the church which is today. When someone was called to church, come all weary and burdened, they would have come for rest. Yet the place of rest, it became a place of torment.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. The reasons why the man is to be like prophet Moses, that would have grown outside the church system.
Their
systems did enter in him those which were perverted. Yet he has just come. He's grown outside the system. But when he sees those in the other system, moves on to feel their pain and to begin to fight for them. Let's hear.
Kuva esule yokubiri nolu nyiriri ole kumi nolumu.
Exodus 2 verse 11.
Awaluatuka munaku ziri ngamazo kukula Musa nabajira baganda be nalabe migugu jawwe nalabe omuntu omu Misiri ngakubo omuntu omu Ibulania uomu baganda be olinyo ole kumi nebiri namagamaga eruyi neruyi nalabanga tewali muntu nalyoka mukubo mu Misiri namukweka mu musenyu.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Kakati yafu jukira.
Now remember,
Eriji yali wa Farao jiyakulira,
where he grew up in Pharaoh's palace,
yali akolanga training,
he always made work and did training.
Walingayo omulangira omukuru wa Farao,
there was the head of the prince of Pharaoh.
Bamuitangani,
he was called who?
Meronini, Meronichi.
What is the name of that guy?
Hey, number 10 Mumbai. Yes,
praise Jesus. Physical training, he did it. Now this time, God now had in Exodus. Exodus 2, verse 13. When he saw their suffering, and then Egyptian was beating an Hebrew, I feel angered.
I'm going to
kill this man, hide him in the dust. He killed the man, hide him in the sand.
And
let me tell you one secret.
What
happened in my initial life, when I was 12 years, we bought our ball, me and my elder brother with my junior brother, together with our friends on the village. That ball, we were playing it, our football. That day we had finished exams.
Got
the school play our football. You remember those
finish
exams, you take 5 days still going to school.
And
you play, you get tired. Now in the evening, they took us play in someone's compound. When we kicked the football, we entered another's house. And they retained
so
it, sent us correct water for them. And we got water the next day. Now those were his neighbors up watching. They were mature than us.
16, 17 years.
And they removed the football and they took it to their home and they retained it. And when they took water to the woman,
say
the football was picked that it is theirs, but they had some money and we went to go ask for the ball. When you pass the road, you reach the school with our ball,
and
they played as they wanted. They beat. After they beat, my elder brother sitting there, he got a stone one on the head. The one they beat, they trumped, pulled him, almost breaking his ribs.
And
12 years I told them, no matter when I will pay you back. I began trained by 12 years. And there is our forest there, where I made my field there. And I put things of all my training. And I did every wild training. By 14 years, I began to pay back.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Nakura training.
I made training.
Zona.
All forms of training.
Nasoka nenkura
physical. I just made all physicals.
Nenkuba buli chikacha 80.
And I made every 80 angles.
Nenzivako.
And I
nenkura summer zona.
I made all
banga nisha wasi na buli
kamu. The air nenzivako. And the ground.
Nenkura ebikonde.
I made foot boxing.
Emikono jona jona nenjita.
All these hands, I killed them.
And when
you press them, I don't feel pain. I left for boxing. I made kickings. Just as you know them.
When
I left, I moved to Kung Fu. When I left Kung Fu, I moved to beatings, the big ones, the whips.
After training,
they were footballers. And we made a team of the young ones.
And we made
training very heavy. And we wanted to leave the level to attack the mature ones. We asked the match with them.
And
we began the fight. I was a good footballer. Two sides handed. All the feet we are playing, I was jumping quick and I had high speed. Ahead of you. Now the
point,
I had no rightful number I played, but I was playing the entire field.
Yet
every number I fitted. Now what I did, I had to tap them whenever
everyone passes.
I failed them, they felt raged.
And
after we left football and boxing begins.
Ino byenjokero oli wadde mbokubuza.
Speak, you're free to ask.
Nimbutufu nakore kugamba nafuka ku kyarogo.
I go to the village.
Ekintu ekyo kulwanirira kugamba ngatwanirira.
I fought for others.
Nsingane gwa kubyo oloko
munyo. I find the one you beat for despising them.
Ngaja kukulinda
oloko. I would wait for you in the evening.
Kale obulamu bwabira ko bwebu.
Now life was like that.
Tende tachiri chiti.
What I bring is what.
Nti wadde nali ntrainingwa mu bubiri.
Though I was trained in the flesh.
Okulumirwa baganda ba.
To feel for my brethren.
Nti katonde atuka ku myaka 17 nti kula mu transfer.
Reached 17 years transferred it.
Naachiza musiyo moyonga lero.
Spiritual world like
to
be able to fight for you.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus much.
Yasoka kisa munse yo
mubiri. First the physical world.
Kwana kula training okumala myaka 18.
Training for almost 8 years.
I began to
finish by 17 years.
18 years. At times
I repeated it to David.
Super doubt.
And Pastor David. What I did to him.
Asked
the wife Rebecca. He went back when he's all struggling to walk like that. One day, it was which year? 2013. Imagine, I rested in 28.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
2013, I resumed it. One day, we
are
going to Namutebi site. We are reading our Bible in their field, and it would reach 7 in the evening. And the askari came. He came with his gun, and he arrested us. And he left all the others. When he arrested us, and we thought he's going to leave us.
After
our Bible been studying, is the place of study. The man retained us.
Now
may I fear to escape?
I said to
arrest David.
What David did,
he did tell me. I don't know whether he was afraid.
He
got off the bus and ran away. He left me.
When he
left me, I said, it is done.
This one
not known the one he has arrested.
I beat
him down, took his gun off him, I threw it away. He put in the mouth my hand. Now the problem.
He left
this hand working.
And he
put the nose to them. And he tore his mouth and
eyes.
He began to yell, they are killing me. Me, I read of
him.
I said, the man, they are killing him.
Me,
but why have I told you that? You know, many times
you may
not know someone, you just see him. The things I told them to my wife
in
2008, we are going to be together. She said, you are lying,
and
I don't appear anything.
When I resumed,
she realized that I was doing that. Me, I thought I
can
enter in the army and I grow up in ranks.
Or if
I become the president's man, and I'm the one who protects him. Special man.
For
me, I did every training. And we
climbed
mountains and you somersault down. The heart was very determined.
What I
thank of God on that issue,
he
got the human nature, even the way of determination.
Though
you reach the village now and you ask,
tell you what I was doing.
It was not a wrong record. For I stood for the weak.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
except same change,
put
the spiritual world that I stand for you. I feel determined like it was in the physical battles.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
I brought to you is this. Even Moses was like that. God surprised when seasons were
due.
Wrong in the life which is like of another, who is not one. The life of Prophet Elijah, Moses, even David, as we shall see. I grew in their life when I'm not aware, but I grew in that life. Learning to fight and fight for others. Others ran from another village to another. Teacher Julius saw those ones. Even Pastor Alan. Came from the
Car
of the vision. It's a human. He's the one who shifted from here.
They
were so immoral and I beat them. They came met me into that
film.
In the cinema, film cinema. And they said, this one is failing, is stopping us to propose here. And they sent men to lift me out. The one who shifted is the one who lifted me. Bring him here, we beat him. And they lifted me.
Now,
me, I had my nature of fighting. And I first humble like that, I'm weak. And they carry me weak like that. Now where they reached me, everyone came out shouting. The one
have
struggled, the one have broken the rib, the one
have
broken the figure.
They are
running. They left a village, went to another. That's some of my little life. Those which happened on my life. Initially, I didn't know why it moved like that. I made training. And I wrote it down.
It made images
how you can work to bring on that.
No
made me make image that I started them.
But
remember the same
I transferred
through these images you see through there. It was like moving in the physical world. But he got it, put it in the spiritual world.
A
heart to fight for others. That which can stand for others.
Trained
it in the physical world.
And
shifted it to the spiritual world. And I handled it very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
it's one of the aspects. Why indeed that man went to head God's final work on the planet Earth through the nation of Uganda, meant to be like Prophet
point
Moses. Our second point
present,
shown you
we
grew outside the church which prevailed, the Israelites in the Egypt lands. That man is to be like that. He grew within
Pharaoh.
He was trained.
Prophet
Moses, as it were. When he saw brethren to fight for them,
he
was able to stand for them. Now, the same word
is
what God passed me through.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Maybe we go to our reason. Our third point.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After that, Moses was meant to enter in the bush to become a shepherd to Jethro. That's where the third reason is like that. The man should be like Prophet Moses.
As
Moses was a shepherd in the bush,
is
where he met God from. Even that man must have grown in the bush to shepherding. I shepherded.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And at home, I'm the only one who had goats and they are mine. And I reared even chicken.
The man promised
me my cow, you know what happened on it, as I told you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So to agar
third reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The man to be like Prophet Moses.
He's
meant to have been in the bush railing from there. As Prophet Moses.
the
flock of his father-in-law Jethro.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Why
was he meant to rear? Meant to have learned to shepherd. As would have taken care of the flock.
The
would have come to take care of Israel. And
he
would know the leg and the sickness which has affected it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are in the Exodus, chapter 2, verse 16. Exodus 2 from verse 15.
Awo Farao bwe yawulira ekigambo ekyo n'ayagala okumutta Musa. Naye Musa n'adduka mu maaso ga Farao n'atuula mu nsi ya Midiyani n'atuula wansi okumpi n'oluzzi. Olunyole 16. Ne kabona owe Midiyani yalina abawala 7. Ne bajja ne basena amazzi. Nebajuze byesero nebazinywese ndiga za kitabwe.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nabi Musa.
Prophet Moses.
Ruamaro kutta omumisi.
After he killed an Egyptian.
Namukweka mufu.
And he hid him in the sand.
Baganda be nebayomba era nebogere ebigambo.
Brethren argued and spoke sharp words his way.
Chaniko ani yakulonda gotu.
That we choose you be judge over us.
They
did want to believe him lead them because he grew outside them
of
the system of theirs.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yaduka,
he ran
and
entered in the bush
in
the land of the Midians.
He
went near to the well and he sat down. Now this man Jethro, he had his 7 daughters. They moved on to rear his animals then.
These
are what happened after. Exodus chapter 2 verse
17. Musa n'agolokoka n'abayamba n'anywesa ekisibo kyabwe.
Praise Jesus. Moses, of course, had pain for every person because of the way of the shepherd in his heart, even though he was a prophet. As he was there, the 7 girls first brought their flock and they gave it water. Other shepherds, when they came, they began to beat, push them far. Moses, who made training before, he made training,
he beat them
and chased the animals.
And helped
girls to feed and make their animals drink. You know, we have our well there,
in
our forest in the bush near us. Now at the well, we reached the time they beat us in the time we were young, and it was us who were last to get water. And when I reached to be a boss, when I come on the way,
you have leave
me get, for I don't speak a word for before you did that to us. Me, you see, they have never nicknamed me. If you dare nickname me, I will move you the entire village when you disapprove them that I'm not that thing. Even at school, when I reached to school, I made my tricks, I summer-suited the desks, I put my kickings up there. I tell them whoever will nickname me any words. But I was always a backbencher and I keep silent. Speak to your angering words yourself. Me, they didn't mind me. How do you name me? Initially, I didn't know what was moving on. That is the life I was in. Life wanting to fight for others. I don't despise, neither do I want anyone to be despised. I don't want to see anyone to despise. But see an example as Moses grew. He's reached the well. He sees those they despise.
So
would you familiarize? He beat them. After fed the flock of these girls. When you reach in our part, where I grew from in the flesh, at Lugazi Mavira Forest, there are sugar cane there. Now, what paid the most? The sugar cane on the place we have grown from. And they put people to stop us eat them. Now, at times, they missed us and they beat them. In the times, I got light fire on the sugarcane plantations. The other which happened, the forest is for God who planted it. We were getting firewood from there and to burn a little charcoal.
Government,
the government, it cuts big trees. They don't arrest them. Now the soldiers in the forest, they got girls who went to get firewood. And they tell them, who permits you to get firewood?
You
first give us the things, then we'll set you free. You understand that? When they
pulled
us burning charcoal, they chased us. Now I went in the forest, told them, you come find me, arrest me. I want to cut trees near in their time when they come. And they came to arrest me. When they came to arrest me,
I first humbled
as my way of fighting begins. For me, when I was fighting, I couldn't get hungered. I was always laughing. But what's to come from the laughter
is
going to be very hard.
And
the man told me, and take off your trouser. I had another shot inside me. I put the belt down. He cut the belt in pieces. I said, this man. And they took off my trouser and they cut it again. And they come back and get the shirt. One is on this side.
I squeezed
their hands. I beat them. Balls of charcoal I put down there. I beat them. They began to make alarm. Another colleague of them came. And is the friend of my father. He's the one who brought the problem. He said, stop there. You know, they reported to my father, but he didn't believe it. He says, stop there. And they got me. They were six. The four had finished to beat them. I want to beat the friend of the father. I remember it's the friend of the father. They have ever put me in the prison for fighting. When they reached me there, at the first prison, and he asked me, if I give you 4 men, you beat them, I leave you. I told him, bring more.
He sent
a police truck, they took me to another prison. I said these things.
You're
going to reach me to problems. Today, get wisdom. When I reached in the prison there, I met prisoners. Inside the Mavira Forest, there is a prison in there.
I've
never done any sin. Now,
the
Osu, when he came, I was a small boy. He said, now you, what is wrong? I beat them.
Can you see me today
with this body? Was not like that.
Me,
I was very slim, more than even teacher James. Very small by then.
He
said, I found the way you see my appearance. I was looking for school fees.
My
father said, it's true. Come, I take you home and you wash my dishes and I give you food, you eat, you go. He just set me free, went back and I'm passing them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Why I bring those words?
Badde nkulaga obulamu Musa nabbi Musa bwe yayitamu.
Show you the life Moses passed through. Obwo
okutrainingibwa.
Of being trained.
Mubiri
in the spiritual and the physical.
Era mbire ebyo.
In those days.
Mwe nalundiranga ensolo zange.
Where I reared my animals.
Ninange. Nawuliranga njagala okulu.
I felt I loved reading animals.
Era nasoka kulunda za banneiba.
I first reared animals of neighbors.
Kati banneiba be bampa.
And the neighbors gave me animals myself.
Nange kole kisibe
kya. To make a flock for myself. Let's move on. We hear.
Kuva esule yokubiri nolu nyiriri olwe 17.
Exodus 2 verse 17.
Abasumba nebajja nebabagoba. Naye Musa nagolokoka nabayamba. Nanywesa ekisibo kyabwe. Olunyolo 18. Bwe bajja erire weri kitabwe. Nayogera nti nga muzema nguleero. Olwe 19. Nebogera nti omuntu omu Misiri yatuwonyezza mu mikono gy'abasumba. Nate
yabalunzi. Mhm.
Kuva esule yo kubiri olunyiriryo olwe 19.
Exodus 2 verse 19.
Nebogera nti omuntu omu Misiri yatuwonyezza mu mikono gy'abalunzi. Nate natusenera amazzi nanywesa ekisibo. Olunyolo wabiri. Nabagamba bawalabe nti aliruyiwa. Kiki ekibalesezza omuntu oyo? Mumuyite alye emmere. Olwabiri mu olumu. Musa nakkiriza okutuula n'omuntu oyo. N'amuwa Musa muwala we Zipola. Olwabiri mu ebbiri. N'azaala omwana ow'obulenzi. N'amutuuma erinnya lye Gerusomu. Kubanga yagamba nti nali mugenyi mu nsi etali yange.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bwato bwe yabeerayo ng'alunda.
That was their rearing.
Mubirobye ebyo.
His seasons of
prayer. Wabula bwe yali alunda.
But as he was rearing.
That's
what I told you initially. The third reason
said,
the man be like Prophet Moses. As Prophet Moses was rearing a flock where he was taken, he ran from the desert in the wilderness. That man is meant to have been a shepherd before. Even the reason of shepherding, to learn how to take care of the flock. I was studying and rearing animals, and at the same time I'm digging. I tell you, by 12 years we had no mother home, and we were with the father. Father didn't give us any command. If it's not God to raise us, I don't know how we would have raised up.
For
everyone commanded themselves.
If you wanted
to study, if you don't want, you don't study.
Me,
I didn't get any visitation of me at school.
Even
just check my results. I was studying as me. With a field of past, no one minds.
And
one day, Sister Esther and the others
say,
you've never seen your parents
who
take care of you as you study. I told them, mother
and father,
I gave them the number, they called him. As he finished
his
and then he came.
Nikankubi twasoma mu primary za
fezona. Oh, a primary.
Ne ngafutwe wandisa ku masomero.
As we register at school.
Netuka secondary ngira nokwe wandisa.
Secondary, I have to register myself. And I started, it's me who knew my performance. But that was meaning what? Involved learning life, how to control it. It involved training.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But as I've told you, even Prophet Moses,
he
born in the same life.
He
grew up in shepherding.
Now,
all levels, I think you see them. But as he was there,
Arunda,
shepherding, God meets him.
We
head on to the fourth point. God visits Moses to teach him things of church or of children of Israel. Praise Jesus. And the man to be like Prophet Moses. As God visited Moses in the time of his rearing, and he taught him things of church or of the Israelites, even that man is to be like that. God meant to have visited him and he taught him himself.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. Every day I tell you, brethren, I was not taught by any human being, neither in the Bible college, neither Bible university. But God himself, all things preached and spoken, even all information you hear of, don't expect I've ever gotten it from elsewhere, but to be visited by God. And he took me in the journey of heavens. That's where it came from.
But
that's why I've told you that that man
would
be like Prophet Moses. In this our fourth point,
he's
meant to have been visited by God. And God taught him himself concerning church,
what
Israelites existed then, and he knew nothing. But God himself, he met him. The point we look to, let me hope it also will do good to you. Entered in the book of Exodus, Exodus 3 and the verse 1. Exodus chapter 3 from verse 1.
Awo Musa yali ng'alunda ekisibo kya Yesero mukoddomi we kabona we Midiani n'atwala ekisibo ennyuma w'eddongo n'atuuka ku lusozi lwa Katonda Kolebu. Olunyo lw'okubiri, malayika wa Mukama n'amulabikira mu lulimi lw'omuliro okuva wakati w'ekisaka.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Nabi Musa,
Prophet Moses, when he was wearing the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, praise Jesus much,
malaika wa Mukama,
the angel of the Lord, and appeared to him on the mountain of God,
Horeb. Yes,
praise Jesus much. This we speak of what?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That man,
now fourth point, to be like Prophet Moses. As Prophet Moses was visited by God and he taught him himself and revealed him things of heaven, bring images of them on earth, even that man is meant to be like that.
He
didn't grow in the system of church prevailing. He didn't fellowship with them. Yet now we can preach them things of church and beyond,
even
of heavens and beyond. That was what was on Moses.
And
what did tell you that man to appear like him? God's meant to have visited him as him. The one he never knew.
It is
never thought of him.
He's
the one who visited him. The God of the church.
As said,
I, God of Israel, I have come to you. Let's hear very well.
Okuva esule yokusatu nolunyiriri olwokubiri.
Exodus 3 verses 2.
Malaika wa Mukama namulabikira mu lulimi lw'omuliro okuva wakati mu kisaka. N'atunulira, laba, ekisaka ekyo nekyako omuliro, ekisaka nekitasirira. Olunyo olwokusatu, Musa n'ayogera nti, kanneekoloobye kaakati, ndabe ekigambo kino ekikulu, ekisaka kye kivudde kirema okusiriira. Olunyo olwokuna, Mukama bwe yalaba nga yeekoloobezza okulaba, Katonda n'amuyita ng'ayima wakati w'ekisaka, n'ayogera nti, Musa, Musa. N'ayitaba nti, nze nzuuno.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Katonda yakyalira Nabbi Musa.
God visited Prophet Moses
mukisaka eky'omuliro,
in the bush fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Naye nga njagala okuwaako katono ku tips ezabaawo mulimu
give you briefly tips which happened on my life.
Tonanga atandika okujja gendi.
God began to come to me.
Yes,
praise
yeah.
Jesus much.
Olugendo lw'eggulu nga terunaku kubanga
rubaawo. Before the journey of heavens began,
nasooka kuyita mu kwolesebwa okwengereza enjawulo.
I passed through different types of visions.
No, n'ebirooto.
Even the dreams.
Naye ebimu ku birooto ebyali ebikulu.
Some of the great dreams.
Mwalimu okuwalampa ensozi omusanvu.
Involved to climb the seven mountains.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much,
to bypass them. Know it well according to Revelation 17 and the verse 9. that the seven mountains where the adulterous seats, where there is the false church, where there is spiritual wickedness, where there is the politics of the devils, the economics of the devils, where
there
is the social relations of the devils,
games and sports, where
games and sports of the devils and the healthy of the devils. But as I was running by those mountains in the vision, the point I felt I want to get tired, I had a voice
which
says, run, don't fail,
because
if you fail,
mission
the mission you failed. I got empowered, ran a flesh.
When
I finished them, I saw myself enter the city that I never knew before.
But which
I knew today that Jerusalem of heaven. Maybe the other dreams, it involved running a forest. But the trees there, they are like living. They ropes to tie you, they confuse. I asked him, who are those ones? That's the world you've moved with people there, even evil spirits in them. But you have to overcome them.
But
after the dreams finished, there was an attacking in the midst there, in 2005, by the month of September. Satan passing through Jezebel, the ambassador, and the fallen angels, and they came to attack me, and they came as I saw them. I told that word to my elder brother in the flesh, even those who were there. But he came for 5 days, different days, and he came as I saw them, even the fallen angels.
But
what he always says, you have to reject God, leave me give you much power, and reign over all those have given power all over the world. For that God you want to worship, he doesn't give power, he retains it, but me, I will give it to you.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
Now those happened.
Completed
things as I told you. But in the last vision, in the last coming of Satan, he came in 2 times. That day came the first time.
And the time
I released power wanting to kill me and strangle me. In the midst, I was taught to call the name of Jesus.
That
I knew not of, for I knew nothing.
Remember,
I was not born again. I had no religion. I was pagan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But where I called, now that day I got afraid, and I ran, went to the trading center afterwards. As I sat in the center, as I was sleeping, I was watching, and there came a big trumpet. In the trumpet came a voice saying, go back in the other place.
If
you shift from the place you're to overcome, my son and my spirit, they will never uphold you to overcome. But overcome this test, go back in the other place. Heaven shut, the trumpet went back.
I took,
went back, it was like 3 in the night. I went back home.
Lucifer
came back when he passed his message ambassador Jezebel and the fallen angels. There they show ways of their powers, those of business, prophets and the others. But they always told me I will be head over them.
God
will not give me that honor, that God
has been
a liar all along.
But
here was Satan spoke, many seek power from him, he doesn't give them.
He
leave them, we torment them. We've given our people power, they are better than you now, and we are going to overcome. You have to be on our side.
For
if you're on the side of him, you have a big role in our work that I explained them. But the last day, God helped me overcome. I called the name of Jesus 7 times this time.
When
came, Jezebel and his fallen angels, they came as I was seeing them. And they entered in you. And you find yourself on a mountain. And they tell you reject Jesus. If you refuse, we are going to throw you down. That day they came very harsh.
They were
no speaking. But they came back the second time. They took me in the mountain.
Okay.
Health is spiritual.
And
say today we take away your life. Reject God.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Every time they threw me from the mountain, on the first mountains, there was a man who was holding me, whom I never knew before. In his hands were holes of nails.
Me
understood him later, for I knew nothing, and I didn't know anything which happened on him. We were not reading the Bible home. Our home, there was no religion before.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
There
was no religion, neither worshipping devils. We were hanging there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But then,
from the healthy mountain, after I refused to reject God, this time the hand was one which held me before.
At
that day, when I knew the real person who held me, helped me from the mountain as they threw me, I came back in the body not seeing him. This time I saw him. I asked him who he was. He told him he is Jesus.
Yet
I have not known depth of him. Many things happened in the
Middle East.
But on that day, the next day, I went to one of my friends. He was a Muslim man. He had birthed 3 children. That day, he was called Akim.
And
when I reached there, 3 children, yet I've been calling 3 times the name of Jesus, or 7.
I
wanted to tell him things he refused. When he refused, I was there to 1 in the night, and I crossed to go home. As I was heading home, there came a light from above, and it surrounded where I was. And I feared rain from it. In the night by 1,
it moved on.
You're not running, and the light is surrounding you.
Everywhere
I run, it chases you. It moves on, crossing in the bush.
I
couldn't run. I will not go back. And I stood.
The trumpet
I saw came back. Heavens opened, came a trumpet. It said, how long will you run from me? Time is up.
Have
to begin your work. But before you begin it,
gospel
of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
we are going to
move you the journey of heaven for 7 years.
They
asked me, him, who are you?
He
told, I'm Christ Jesus who died for you.
And this
message has come from the Father. It's led by the Holy Spirit.
It's
put upon 7 groups of angels.
And
move you the 7 years. And I reached home. And it was there.
And the light was,
I entered in the house.
Said,
let me go out to see whether I went back, it was still there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
It
was there even the next day. Now in the morning,
I stood,
there was a paper of water. As I looked,
the message
which came in the body system of mine, In that message, it was amazing. Why brought you this to hear and understand?
We've
seen the way God visited Moses. I'm
trying
to say why they say that man meant to be like Prophet Moses. Indeed, the next day,
when
I was on the pipa, leaning on it, I was looking. The message you see on your eyes, I first shed tears. I see now what is wrong with me.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
I can't explain and finish it today, but I will speak briefly of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You see all this message as you see it here. If I look out here, there is a screen projected on it, but it's in stones of the 12 tribes. Jesus on the cloud coming, and the tree of life, the first, second, everything in there, and I see all of them. On that day, when they put
the
message in me, but I did know, I got a big problem. I say it. What is this I see?
I moved
an elder woman. She was called Beautiful.
And
we call it her grandmother. I went to her elder. Can a person see this and that? She told me, my child, grandchild, you've gotten mad. What is that you speak?
Yes,
praise Jesus. I'm surprised of the time we are in. For he too is right here.
And
God brought him. We live with him. He goes briefly to Lugazi a moment. Why does he bring them?
So
we are those who were present. Those I told these words before. In the times I told them,
you
don't know a servant you are with, but one day I will tell you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That day,
when
God decided to come in the much light, he got the system in myself, and another system he added on me, and you appear like a computer.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When I look to any light,
began,
when I was on the paper looking in the sky, but there is a screen. It's not like that one, but it's like a screen. In it is bluish. It can come from every place. For me, that day I knew, maybe it's in the space. But we reach the night. I look to the lights. When I look, don't you see these lights there? That light,
out
of it comes a screen and displays itself. As the light in the size. These lantern long.
When
you look to them,
messages on the
all messages I preach there on the screens. I began to look to the sun
or
the moon in the night. If you look to
screen,
the screen from the moon down and it's long. I made a challenge in that life that I can't speak of. I promise you that will come by its own.
All messages
are packed in the system of my body, but I cried much tears. I asked God, what is this you've done to me? And I asked him, now I've asked old people, they say I'm mad. Now you prove the system you've brought. When I asked him,
he
gave me a next vision.
And I was with
my friend in that place I grew up.
And
we went to the well. When we left the well,
we
came back towards him.
You
know that God visited me. In the same vision, he asked me how.
Will
he pray? You see how he visited me. I tell him in the vision. When I told him, he said, it's not there what you speak. As he spoke it, as I raised hands, there came two things like the moon, and they fell in my hands, and they are shining. When I threw them
afraid,
they all entered into my head in the vision.
I
moved to the space. I told him, have you seen the power of God in that vision? He told me, no.
Get
these Jericans, move with them up there. I got them moved up with them in the sky. I got from the vision. I told Father, I have not realized 2005. Now they have begun. What began on me, I don't understand it. I cannot go in the depth to explain it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And I didn't understand it. And again I asked,
Lord,
I began to understand them.
Asked,
where is this in me? In the night in the vision, I saw Angel Gabriel.
Michael
seated on the table, and heaven is opened, and
he
opened the Bible, and
he
opened Revelation 11, and they told me, read that one.
Read it.
As they looked it to me, I saw the two witnesses. What does it concern?
Asked,
what I see is where?
They told me,
your body system. I began to see, and they are moving in all my veins, in the body system, and that's how they are in you, they told me.
And
let me tell you, I spent the first 3 years
of
the journey of heaven, and I am watching those things using my eyes to make them bigger, pull them,
narrow,
focus on one. One day as I was in the house, and there was a small hole to look outside, and there was a leaf. But when I looked,
the leaf
green, and I see a root, I cried,
dear,
I see, what have I become? What happened on me? When I went to ask him,
he
told every person we sent,
Nabi.
Prophet.
Prophet.
We give them a message before they know them. We tell them, get the book and eat it. All the
gathered,
your moving, we have put it in you. We made you iron.
And
I wrote the first book, and I said, scientists and those who spy the stars,
you
cannot go beyond God. You can make a human being a computer. But that day, I began to look too many things. I looked to the moon, and I would put a finger here on my eye. But the finger is like a tree big. I said, my God, is this now? I began to join the stars in the space. I would look in them.
Out of them,
arrow move to the star.
When
I
moved
and the star opened, I see and everything in it when I'm on the world.
You were
in the class studying. Me, I stopped studying. And I see the cities in the journey. I look to the light of the city. I put a finger. I look it in the light. And it is big. I say, what is it? It's something I fail to speak of them. That's why me too, I've never told you. And there are many I will not speak of now. But though I have closed my eyes in the night, in the eyes of
your
child, you don't see darkness, though it is night.
There
is something loading like a computer. Now there is a time it comes.
They
are powers in color of rainbow,
and they are like rainbow,
but they are like powers.
ninga gali mukala za
rainbow 7 colors. They come from this eye. When they come out,
you can look to
heaven, rainbow on heaven. It comes from the eye and comes to this one. It comes from this eye to this one. What is this you are on?
He told me,
I didn't pack you that power in that. You cannot speak to things. And you
are
built like someone builds a computer.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
some of those, even if home, I cannot speak of them. For they are in the spiritual world. If you want to prove them, you get any person you are sure of, and he has things which such things in the spiritual world, if they put on the eye, they will see what I see. That's one of the guarantees I told you last time.
That
I have a guarantee beyond what you hear. And he told me one thing. If you see that system had disappeared, and you know I've forsaken you,
something
you cannot even touch to take away.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
All messages,
they are on that system. It's called agenda, as I gave it to you. They have never seen it, some of them.
It shows
everything as it's on that image or on that screen. That screen appears in every place.
Ebintu byatekebwako kusoka bisoka nabirabikira mainja ya 12.
They first appear in 12 type of stone.
Ati bobo fokasinze kuma kama afu Yesu
ya kutire.
Atuka na avayo mu mumainja go mwendo nalabika nyinyi ngabwali.
From precious stones and appear as it is.
Nenga byakubiwa mainja bibi.
They are put in stones.
Ngudo za Yerusalemu
bibi. Roads of Jerusalem.
System mwamanyo kuteka mu system
na ba ku. You a system entire of it in you.
Mu moto omo.
In the head.
Bwedo bweri.
That is how it is.
But
3.5 years initially, I was crying tears in them.
Or seeing
things.
Not
that the
general
of heaven is the thing.
But it is
their system in you.
Those
are some of what I tell you. People saw Moses shine his forehead, and
they
deep know inside him they had put a certain system in him.
Him
remembering everything he saw, you think how would he have drawn the images?
Now,
the little of what I've told you of,
life,
I've met a special life. Life which is indeed special
in
history of things of the world.
And
I don't know physically if there are people who are meant to be like that.
In
the time he brought that system, there's a film he told me to watch. Which had a man who appeared like that. I asked him why they acted it. He told me they wanted to fake that person. I've forgotten the title. What was that film,
Eli?
When they told me to watch it,
Eli was
there. We watched it with him.
Smallville.
In it was that man who saw things like that. I told him why they acted it.
Said
they wanted to fake you, but they failed.
They
build their person in their camp with their data. And they wanted to pack in him data of the entire world. And it's like iron.
Send me
to watch another film called Pirates. Those people are meant to be two. It was acted, they wanted to fake them. Now things we are
many.
Those I can't speak of today. But
in
midst here, as we see why the man is to be like Prophet Moses. As Moses was visited by God to teach him things of church of the Israelites. That he didn't grow up in.
The issue
happened on my life, brethren.
As I speak
what I speak, though I bring knowledge, and you would have been a witness,
and
I have another witness on myself
inside
me.
And
that appears only me see it. Except when you ask.
For
there are machines I know which can move on to see what I see. Those which can see telescopic things in the spiritual world. That machine was made in America. They have
Russia,
it. Russia has
China,
it. China has it. Japan has it. Even North Korea, even South Korea, even England, they have it.
It can check
things in the spiritual world.
You
can even see a demon pass there. It's a machine. Praise Jesus, man. But those which happened in my life, is it like that?
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Because that spiritual world, I reached a point, is part of me. And I left it. And me, as I preach the gospel, that's not what I preach. What I see. Or what I move by. We reach as we study.
Though
you look in your book, they are moving on your book. You move your eye.
Due
to command in your memory. Go aside. And they go aside. And you read what you're meant to read. Even in the computer, it's like that. Even when I look to the lights, it's like that. Even if it's many kilometers, light can come out reach where I am. And I see the journey. And I see the entire Bible. And it's designed in the video form.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, what we are taking?
Now, thus he prepared. And
it was the time
as we began the journey of heaven. Everything here is what we moved into.
Message already
arrived, but have not moved in it.
When I came out,
that we have come to see this, I will look at it on my screen everywhere I want.
Now,
I briefly tell you of those of the inner things I told you. Even though there's a witness, I can speak of the light of knowledge and I prove the world. But I have proof beyond that,
which
cannot make me get dismayed.
Yes, you
have praise Jesus.
No,
God told us last time. We choose 100 Lord determined. And those who've missed, I don't know.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus, brethren. Pastor Antipadan.
May
I want to ask.
Those
told us in different nations, don't they have harm to you?
For
they can see what you are. Now, don't they have harm your way? They can prove what I have, but they can not see it as I see it. I don't know if you've understood me. Now you can check, discover HIV, but you cannot take it away. And they can check, and you have HIV in your body. And they cannot see that virus is here. We blot it, take it away. My life of the spiritual is different. Not hard, but it's different. It's the life which is hidden to you. Even though I am home in every place, the outer you see, that's what you're worthy to see.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
For
if it wasn't like that,
perhaps
I would have failed, or you would have feared me, or you would have refused to draw close to me if it became a story, or as the world,
they
would have seen me in another way.
And
want to put you in honors as they want.
You
choose the spiritual, the treasure which is unique,
and manifesting
hide it, and you manifest that which is worthy. And I don't show off
to the person.
If it will show us you all, you would have known that.
And
at times I try to tell it to my wife when I just met her.
I never
understand where it was, and I retained it. Even her, I've never explained her to that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
I got treasure of the full knowledge of God and His glory,
that
treasure, I see it and I know it.
Not
something I just speak treasure of light of knowledge. I speak as I look, as I see it.
That
treasure, we have it in vessels of clay. I see that.
Corinthians
chapter 4. The verse 6 and 7.
That
the treasure of light of knowledge of God's glory, we have them in vessels of clay, and much power comes from God.
Me
preach, I know, and I see it, and I prove it.
Yes, we have
been. Praise Jesus much.
So, those
are the real few on that system. But they are very many. When we shall get ahead of that, I tell you, your servant whom you are with, who is he?
So
here we make introduction.
But
your servant whom you are with, who is he? Me, I am not God, but that's what God made me.
And
gave me the light of knowledge. Knowledge made me humble.
Though
I have all the treasure in me,
and
I see it with my eyes, the physical and spiritual,
for
my eyes, as if they were transformed, to see in
the
spiritual and physical.
I mean,
the physical I see in the spiritual. It's amazing. I see twice, double.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But I've
told you that.
Don't
strengthen your
soul.
Who is he in the little part? Let's read in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1.
Kuva esule yokusatu nolunyiriryo lusoka.
Exodus chapter 3, from verse 1.
Awo Musa yalinga alunda ekisibo kya Yesero mukoddomi we. Kabona we Midiani, n'atwala ekisibo ennyuma w'eddungu n'atuuka ku lusozi lwa Katonda Kolebu. Olunnyo olwokubiri, malayika wa Mukama n'amulabikira mu lulimi lw'omuliro okuva wakati w'ekisaka, n'atunuulira, laba, ekisaka ekyo ne kyaka omuliro, ekisaka ne kitasiriira. Olunnyo olwokusatu, Musa n'ayogera nti, kanneekoolobye kaakati, ndabe ekigambo kino ekikulu, ekisaka kye kivudde kirema okusiriira. Olunnyo olwokuna, Mukama bwe yalaba nga yeekoloobezza okulaba, Katonda n'amuyita ng'ayima wakati w'ekisaka, n'ayogera nti, Musa, Musa, n'ayitaba nti, nze nzuuno.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Katonda bw'ati atyalira Musa.
Thus God visited Moses.
Era nga lwalimu olugendo lw'okumuyigiriza.
Involved a journey of teaching him. And he first taught him on this world. He meant to take him in the journey of heaven. The real journey he took me in. Summarize that we begin from there the other time. According to Exodus 34 and then 29 and 35, the same system I speak of was put in Moses. And he saw things like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
At the system,
in the same system,
was
ever put in King David.
Nagama,
and he said, on behalf of Christ on
him,
that all days I saw the Lord on my right hand.
Always
saw him as King David on the same screen. But he only saw the Lord Jesus.
What caused
him to be able to release the message of Jesus?
I always
saw the Lord on my right hand.
Up to
today, is there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Wali.
He is there. Every word I tell you,
was under
that
minister.
Nothing I can
deceive
you. Proof of knowledge is enough to you.
He
spoken the proof in the spiritual world.
But
it happened on Moses. Exodus, where we shall begin the other time. Let's read Exodus
4:29.
Kuva esule ya satumunya nolo nyiriri olabiri momwenda.
Exodus 34:29.
Awolwatuka Musa bweyaka okuva ku lusozi Sinai. Ti kuva satumunya olunyo olabiri momwenda.
Exodus 34:29.
Awolwatuka Musa bweyaka okuva ku lusozi Sinai. Ebipande bibiri ebyobujulirwa nga biri mu ngalo za Musa. Bweyaka okuva ku lusozi, Musa n'atamanya ng'omubiri gw'amaaso ge gumasamasa olw'okwogera naye.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Nabi Musa,
Prophet Moses,
when he
went to speak with God
on
the
mountain
Sinai, we shall see that clouds lifted him, took him up. Move to see things of heaven. But as he came from there,
this
of his body had been changed. That came the shining of his forehead. The images of all things of heavens he saw is what he made on the world. He was always seeing them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
some of what we shall move on to know, how that man
heading
the call God on the nation of Uganda, God's final work on the planet Earth,
based
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Why
is it to be like Prophet Moses?
We
ended with the fourth reason and we should not finish it. God visits Moses even to teach him, even take him the journey of heaven.
And
God images of all things of heaven and put him in them, that
he
can release them on the world in their
shadows.
Now that servant God has put in our midst, in the name of the Lord Jesus,
shall
come back, finish our fourth reason,
on
the fifth and the sixth, even the seventh. Why man is to be like Prophet Moses? When we finish, we shall see why he is to be like King David.
May
God bless. Thank you for coming.